Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, this is our podcast for Friday, the 27th of August. Oh, the Triple M Big Band have done it again.
They've hit it out of the park with this one.
And all the sport with Justin Avendano talking about hitting it out of park, the BBL right. Champion.
From Terrigal.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick. Now, you know there's a lot of merch going around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can get it everywhere. Triple M stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a T-shirt on right now.
Love it.
Triple M T-shirt, and you've got other stuff that comes and goes. But now there's something special. I've got you a little gift because I thought of you when I saw it, and I thought you were going to appreciate this. So let's pass this over to you.
Oh, thank you, mates. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a candle.
It's not wrapped.
No.
It's the Gladys.
Candle. Right? Thank you.
Burn every morning at 11 a.m. it says on the label.
Hand poured in Australia, the care pack.
Yeah. So Gladys. Gladys Berejiklian now has her own merch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because people see her as a leader, a superstar of her, in her own right.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff's going to outsell Harry and Meghan plates and spoons, isn't it?
Yeah, it didn't allow us out of lockdown yesterday, but that's another story.
Hey, listen.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's a hope candle.
Yeah, I know.
You got to have hope.
So,
but they've done it now. All of a sudden, Gladys Berejiklian and Chief Health Officer Kerry Chandler popping up on merch. There's candles, mugs, T-shirts, tote bags.
And you bought the candle for me. I really appreciate that. So I don't have to look at her at 11 o'clock this morning, do I?
No, you just light the candle and listen.
Oh, beautiful.
And the smell.
The smell. Smells of Gladys's favourite perfume.
I know, she'll never be able to wear another scent.
No. Oh, that is so nice, mate. I really, really appreciate that.
So now you can get yourself, and everyone, you can get yourself a Gladys candle.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice thing.
What about the health minister? What about that? The T-shirt?
Yeah, go on, what's that?
The...
Go on, spit it out.
I do.
Just say it.
Cherry.
No, it's not cherry. It's not cherry.
Kerry Chant. Shirt. That's very
the hard. Cherry Chant shirt. It's hard to say.
The Cherry Chant shirt. I don't want to swear. So you get those T-shirts as well.
You can get the, and she looks quite funny. She's cartoon-like.
Yeah.
Kerry Chant.
Yeah.
She's always very serious, and sometimes
does she put Vaseline
really
on lips when she does before she does that press conference?
Doesn't look like it on that T-shirt.
Oh no, not on the T-shirt.
She's got those funky glasses.
Thank you for that, mate. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And this weekend, if you're doing nothing, you might have to help me because I think I'm buying a treadmill. Saw one on Facebook last night. $100 for a treadmill.
$100 for a treadmill.
It's not working, but I reckon I can fix it.
Back it up.
Hey?
You want to buy, what is it, secondhand?
Yep.
You want to buy someone else's broken treadmill?
For $100. So I'm getting the Triple M car and I'm...
Can I advise you not to?
No, I reckon because
I... As a friend, I'd like to tell you not to buy a broken treadmill. How are you going to fix it?
Well, I reckon, I looked on YouTube and I reckon I can do it.
What does it say in the ad? This treadmill is broken.
The belt's not working. So...
What, the big rubber thing that you run on?
Yep.
What are you going to do? You can't just stitch it up. Chuck it on the Janome.
No, but it's $100. That's a bargain. Has anyone...
What if it doesn't work? What else can you use it for?
Don't know.
Without a belt.
Hang your clothes.
Busted belt.
But I reckon I can fix it. Because you know how I fixed the oven that time?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Buy it. $100. I'm going to have a look at it. I'm going to take the back off. You know when your car breaks down.
What? You know when you fix a hole in your tube on your bike.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing. You just get that plastic,
yeah.
The rubber,
yeah.
Solvent.
Right.
Solvent both sides.
Yeah.
Stick it down.
Yeah.
And so then you
but
fix
it. Doesn't rotate.
What do you mean it doesn't rotate?
That's the thing. It doesn't rotate the belt. But I reckon I can fix it.
That's a waste of money.
Nah. I reckon I'll let you know Monday. I reckon I can fix it.
G'day, Mark from Springfield.
Good morning, boys. How are we? Buddy, you should move the runaway bunny because it's the only thing that you're going to be able to get to run on.
Yeah.
Mate.
Who buys a busted treadmill?
Mate, what it is he's going to realise that the reason it doesn't turn is the electric motor's blown. That'll cost him $1,000 to fix. It's not just the matting or the rollers. It'll be an electric motor. You've got to plug them in, Paddy.
Oh, right. No, but I looked on
YouTube.
You
should see his jaws just dropped about six inches.
I looked on YouTube and that could be something simple, they reckon.
Oh, maybe if it was simple, then you could fix yourself.
That's what I mean.
If it was simple, he wouldn't be selling it to you for $100.
Mate, good luck. I know you want to get fit, but I hope you got a boat because you're going to have about 150 kilo anchor. You better take a mate with you. Pick them up too, because they're really heavy.
They saw him coming, Mark.
Thanks, mate. Well,
mate, no worries, mate. Have a simple day and a simple guy for a simple task.
Okay. See you, Marky.
See you, boy.
See you, mate.
And the Triple M Big Band are ready to go.
Yeah, fired up.
Yeah, they're fired up because today we are playing.
It's very spread out.
Yeah, well, they have to be. They have to be, Rob. But we're paying respect and honour to those at the sewage treatment plants.
That's a tough job.
It's a bloody tough job, especially at the current time, Rob. And those who test do the testing there.
I know. And who knows what you're going to find?
I know. Because, like, you look at your job and what you do every day and you go, well, what about these poor buggers at the sewage treatment plant?
Got There's always someone.
Take that sample to test for COVID. We're hearing a lot of it lately, aren't we?
Imagine taking that first sample and thinking to yourself, one day this will become drinkable water.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
That's what they do it in other countries.
They do.
But the Triple M Big Band are singing about the treatment works around the Central Coast. Coming in.
And it's my job to inspect. COVID's down the loo. I'm just looking for a spec. And I don't know why I'm still single. I don't know why I can't get a date. Mom says it's because of my haircut. I think it's my job that they don't ring. COVID's in the pool, I inspect and then dry reach. COVID's down the loo, from Blue Bay to Shelly Beach. And I don't know why I'm the tester. I don't know why I got this job. Mom says it's because I'm so clever. From this test tube I really can swab. COVID's in the poo. COVID's on my shoe.
It's on my shoe.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yeah, here he is, the main man. He's two-time champion for the BBL team, the Sydney Sixers. He's our Terrigal boy, Justin Avendano.
Hey, Justo.
How are we going, lads?
Yeah, good, mate. How you going?
Mate, I'm really good. I've been up early watching the golf this morning, so I honestly couldn't be any happier.
What was happening
in the golf?
Oh, mate, there's plenty happening in the golf. It's the playoffs at the moment, and a local boy, Cameron Smith, doing all right. So he's got a big chance to win a few dollars this week.
Playoffs for what?
Mate, it's the playoffs for golf. So it's the FedEx Cup. So it's a season-long race. And essentially, the winner of the race gets $15 million in prize money.
Holy jeez.
Yeah, so it's not a bad payday. And Cameron Smith's our Aussie. So he's coming third in the race. So now he's about as Aussie as it gets. He's got a long mullet. He's got a little beer gut. And he was asked, if he won $15 million, what would he do with it? And he goes, I don't know, I'll probably buy some more fishing gear. So,
you're in love, aren't you?
Representing us as well.
And from one Cameron Smith to the other, Cameron Smith was on Channel 9 last night doing the NRL for the round 24 first match between Newcastle and the Titans in about 20 seconds to go. This is what Mitchell Pearce did for the Newcastle Knights.
They won't let Sue play it. Now they do. Pearce gets it and he has kicked it. Mitchell Pearce. He has sent the Titans packing, and he has sent the Newcastle Knights to the finals.
What do you think of the game, Juss?
Mate, it's a cracking game of footy, because both teams were trying to lock up their final spot. The Knights, honestly, I don't think they've been playing that well, but they've now won five in a row. And Mitchell Pearce last night, it goes to show you can't beat an experienced halfback in big games. Now, I can't see the Knights pushing too deep into finals this year with the top teams just carving up, but the big game is on tonight. It's the Rabbits and Roosters. Now, if the Bunnies win tonight, it almost guarantees Manly a top four finish, with Manly playing the Bulldogs and Cowboys. Now, I'm a big Manly supporter, so fingers crossed all the Manly supporters out there that the Rabbits win by 50, so the Roosters drop out of the top four race.
So okay, Rabbits win by 50. Now, look, the punters aren't too far off backing that either, because the Roosters are paying long odds to win this.
Yeah, well, they've had so many injuries, the Roosters, but they, honestly, in Team of the Year, you look at, they're missing, I think, 70% of their salary cap, and they're still, you know, a chance of the top four, which is truly remarkable, but I don't see how they're going to beat the Rabbits tonight. They're too strong.
Fair enough.
And with the Paralympics, Justin, Peter Marchant from Wallera, he's shooting in para archery today. It's been sensational to watch, mate.
Oh, that's the beauty of it. You know, I think the Aussies are doing quite well. I think we've had 6 gold medals. I think we're coming second behind China, but that may have changed overnight.
Yeah, it did. China on 8, Great Britain 6, Russia 6, then Australia. So equal, yeah, they're equal second with Great Britain and Russia. Yeah, yeah.
But the Paralympics, the best thing about it, they're full of inspirational sportsmen and women, and they're overcoming all their disabilities in amazing ways. And one of these athletes is Ibrahim Hamatau, who, now this guy, he lost both his arms in a train accident as a child. And now he plays table tennis using his mouth, holding the racket in his mouth and throwing the ball out with his foot. So these little stories are just really goes to show how great the Olympics are, the Paralympics are. And as you said, our local boy, 60-year-old Peter Merchant from Warnervale. So he's doing us proud tonight.
Yeah, mate. I watched that footage of the lad playing table tennis with his mouth the other day.
Oh.
Unbelievable, mate.
And unlike The Voice, I mean, these backstories are inspirational and just heart-wrenching at times when you hear the stories about these athletes and how they got to where they are now. Yeah, just it brings you down a bit. I mean, but it also lifts your spirit.
100%, and that's what these are. I mean, the main Olympics, you love the stories, and you understand the pressure they go through as a kid to get there, and then you listen to these stories, and it almost brings a tear to your eye as every single person competes. What they've overcome is amazing, so good on them, and it's been a great Paralympic so far.
And, mate, and the wheelchair rugby, they had a win. They just got home at France last night, too, 50-48.
Oh, I missed that. How good's that?
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, they had to.
They had
after
to.
Losing
yeah.
their first one to Norway, they had to win, and they did. So,
and mate, what is the US Open tennis starts as well pretty soon?
Yeah, mate, it kicks off this week. Big names are missing: no Federer, no Nadal, and Serena Williams is out for the women's. But the big talking point quickly is Novak Djokovic. He's trying to win the last slam of the year, and he'll be the first player since Rod Laver to win all 4 slams in the same year. And with that, he'll go past Nadal and Federer with 21 Grand Slams, the most of all time. So he's just itching his name into the record books, and he'll probably go down as the greatest ever after Federer, I reckon.
Justin Avendano, you're a good man.
And has one hell of a dummy spit. Not Justin.
Oh, he does. He does, apparently, according to his wife, Zoe, sometimes.
That's Justin you're talking about now.
Hey, Just, thanks for joining us, mate. And we'll speak to you next Friday.
See you, lads.
This, Robert, is the biggest thing to happen to Launceston since McDonald's arrived.
Yeah. Well,
they've got two, they've got two elimination finals.
Well, Bunnings arrived since then.
I don't know. Does Launceston have a Bunnings?
No, we've got two Bunningses, Paddy. We've come up in the world a little bit since you last visited, which was in 1940. It's a wonderful time down here in Launceston. Yeah, two AFL finals. Get excited, Paddy.
Now, Dan used to work on the Central Coast here. He's now at Chilli FM. And, yeah, Launceston must be pumped. This weekend,
they are pumped like a footy, Paddy and Rob. Look, it is so good down here because the presence in Tasmania, you can feel it because it quickly went from boiled lollies to chocolates for us in a week's time. We've transformed from the worst state to the greatest state because there's no COVID, footy's here, and two blockbuster games. I've got tickets to both, GWS taking on Sydney at UTAS Stadium and then the Bombers versus the Western Bulldogs. And they're both at elimination finals as well. And the rumour has it, we might even get a semi-final as well next week.
Can Launceston deal with
the...
Can they cope? Especially with the increase in pies. Can they do it?
Well, I'm going there to take all the SAS, as I usually do on a weekend. But hopefully not a busted one. But Launceston is hyped up. It's the biggest and best for Lonnie at the moment, and it'll be huge because Essendon and Bulldogs as well. I think Essendon are going to win their first final in about 6,000 days. I think they're going to roll the Bulldogs.
Mate, so are they staying in Lonnie? Are the motels able to cope, or are they staying in Hobart and driving through?
They're actually staying at the Country Club Casino, which has got a really nice golf course on it. So if they mask up and they're COVID-free, I think they'll have a round of golf. And I think next week, Barn Bugle is actually booked up at Bridport, which is on the northeast of Tasmania. It's beautiful down here. Jeez. Lots of turbo chooks, just like the bush chooks up there at the Henry Parry Drive out the front of the car park where you boys are. Yeah. So it's beautiful atmosphere down here.
The Launceston Tea Cozy Association will probably fire up for their annual competition just to make the most of the numbers, won't they?
Oh, I reckon the RSL tonight's going to go off like a frog in a sock. So I'll be there with bells on. I'll wear my homie pads. I'm a little incontinent as well, like Paddy. So it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. I told you not to mention that Dan. But also, mate, so there's a chance that not only with the elimination finals, you could get another game as well.
Yeah, that's right. So next week, a semi-final, which would make sense because if it's a Sydney team that are down here, New South Wales, obviously the Central Coast is doing better than Sydney at the moment. But yeah, if they're going to be staying down here next week anyway, so it makes sense for the AFL to have a crowd, one for finals, and also to keep the boys down here and keep them safe.
All right. Well, Dan Taylor from Chile FM, formerly from the Central Coast, mate, you've been a wealth of knowledge, a fountain, mate, this morning.
Mate, this has been better than the Skillion, Paddy and Rob. I've really enjoyed myself. I've got a morning horn.
Okay. And that's back Monday at about 10 to 6. Thanks you for giving that a little bit of a promotion, Dan.
Thank you, Dad.
Love you.
Good man. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.